Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, on Friday, the Public Lands Council, along with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Washington Cattlemen's Association, were very disappointed in the Department of Interior's decision to come out in support of introducing grizzly bears in the Washington North Cascades. Here's the Public Lands Council's Executive Director, Ethan Lane.
The impact of introducing man-eating apex predators into an agricultural landscape is always going to be a poor one. You know, the simple fact is that this sort of environmental adventurism is something that we thought had at least taken a pause during this administration. So we're obviously incredibly disappointed by the news we're hearing today.
Meanwhile, Sarah Ryan, the Washington Cattlemen's Association's executive vice president, says once the grizzly bears walk out of the park into our rural towns and private and state lands, the communities surrounding the recovery area can be greatly impacted. She says already the livestock community has had little to no help with the management and recovery of wolves in the North Cascades and can't accept and welcome another federally listed apex predator with no monetary help from the federal government. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.